Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail.
Dino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail community news, thru-hiker update, and trail information. So we got a lot of all of that going on out there. I'm hoping you're going to get something out of this. Most folks do. If you do, give me a thumbs up, subscribe, and share this channel with other folks that are like-minded and help me build the hiker community. We got a ton of information that people enjoy getting out there, and I know there's other folks out there as well. And subscribing and commenting and thumbs up are all free to you. Please leave a comment. I enjoy your comments, like answering and looking at each and every one of them. A lot of them are really cool. So thanks a lot for leaving those comments when you do. But let's go ahead and get to the video about what's going on with the Appalachian Trail. So 2021 hikers, still got them out there. Sobo folks are still coming in. Bone Spur, he is moving south of Atkins. He's actually well into Mount Rogers and should be by the end of the week into Damascus. So that is awesome. He says there's Sobo bubbles in front of him and behind him. So still lots of folks out there on the trail. He says the weather has been warming, so that's been really nice. However, coming into Damascus, he's been having some trouble finding a place to stay. And this happens oftentimes with Sobo folks because there's not near as many Sobo folks coming through, although this has been a big year for Sobo. There's not typically as many coming through, and so a lot of hostels shut down for the winter. And so he was having a hard time finding a place to stay, but he said that Lady Di in Damascus was going to open up for him. I'm not exactly sure who Lady Di is or what hostel she has, but thank you, Lady Di. If you see this, if you know what hostel she has, leave a note down below, and I'll give her a call and see if she intends to stay open for more Sobos, or if you know other hostels in Damascus that are open that are not typically open, then let me know so I can, any Sobos out there that ask, I can make sure that they're aware of that so they got a place to stay when they get down there. Praise Team, they are almost to Georgia, if not in Georgia by now. They, a couple days ago, were in Franklin, so they're probably already in Georgia, and they should be finishing up here within the next week or so. So like I said, still tons of Sobos out there nearing the end of that. We're not tracking a lot of Sobos other than those that we just mentioned, but if you are Sobo and you see this and you want to give us an update and be included in these, then you can send me an email or a DM, and all those links are down below, and I'll be glad to start including you in our weekly updates. So we did have a 2021 completion out there, and that was Mona Lipa. So congratulations to her. She finished her wraparound flip-flop, and she finished at Tinker Clips at mile number 719. So she was actually, you know, that was her Nobo portion of her flip-flop, and she had actually already done McAfee's Knob, but or Dragon's Tooth, and McAfee's Knob was supposed to be her finish. And so that's where she started, but she kept on going, so she'd do all the Triple Crown all together at the same time. So she finished at Tinker Cliffs there. She had to go through a lot of bull crap to get her finish. Really, a lot. Matter of fact, we got a video to show you how much bull crap she had to go through.
I guess it's going to be kind of a slow day. There they go. Bye. They're like moose. Oh.
And if that ain't enough, she shows us how she finished her hike, and at the end of her hike, she had her trail name complete and her trail name intact. And we appreciate these videos. Mona Lipa, show us how that trail name of Mona Lipa was intact.
The leaves are literally shin deep. Mona Lipa at her finest. And this is why we fall on the AT every day. Once, twice, maybe three times.
All right, appreciate that. So That's awesome. And if you are a thru hiker out there and you finish, we want to honor you by including you in our update. So send me your finish video or your finish picture, and just let me know where you finished, and we'll be sure to include you as well. So the only 2022 hikers that we know of that are out there right now, and that is Hype. And he is not actually on the AT. He started the ECT, which is the Eastern Continental Trail, and he started it this week. So Eastern Continental Trail starts in Key West, goes Key West, hits the Florida Trail after it gets off the roadwalk there on the Key West bridges that come up from Key West, hits the Florida Trail, then it hits the Alabama roadwalk, then it hits the Penhody. From the Penhody, it hits the Benton McKay. The Benton McKay takes it to Springer, where it intersects with the Appalachian Trail. And then, it shares the Appalachian Trail treadway all the way up to Katahdin. And then from Katahdin, it goes on the International AT into Newfoundland, Canada. So it's somewhere around 5,400 miles. So typically, I don't update hikers that are on the ECT, mainly because I don't really know a lot of hikers. But Hype has actually put in that he signed up for the AT, our AT support list, and he's going to be updating a lot on the ECT, so that's somebody you can follow out there that's hiking. So looking forward to it. So Hype, keep sending us those updates, and if you're a hiker that's out there on the ECT, then we'll continue to update as you as well. Just send me a DM or send me a email down below. And if you're a hiker that's on getting ready to do a thru hike on the ATC, please register for Ramdino, me, our hiker support list. That link's down below to that form where you can go and fill in that form, and you'll populate yourself to the Google spreadsheet. And then folks can go in the hiker community that want to support you, can go to that Google spreadsheet. They'll find you and all your social media accounts there and be able to give you an attaboy or attagirl all the way to Katahdin or Springer or anywhere in between. If you're one of the hiker community, that link to that spreadsheet's down below. Please go there. We got lots of hikers that haven't started yet, but they've been already dropping videos and gear updates and how things are going. So go in and give them an encouraging word. That's what we want to do, is give each one of us an encouraging word and just help build that hiker community as we continue. So I've got somewhere around 100 on my list, which of course is always not near as many as what's on the ATC list. So right now, ATC registrations are of course up. We've got somewhere around from last time we updated. Last time we updated, we had 1,621 on Nobo hikers. Now we're up to 1,692. We only gained about 2 flip floppers, up from 58 to 60. And we again lost a few Sobo folks, went from 38 to 34. But overall, we've got a net gain from 1,717 to 1,786 folks that are registered. That will continue to increase. People continue to register really up until they actually step off of Amicola Falls State Park. So if you're starting from Amicola Falls State Park and you get there, there's a place in the book that you check that you haven't registered. If you check that, they may encourage you to register on the ATC website. And you can actually do it right there. And so we really see a lot of gains there when people in January, February, March, when people get to Amicola Falls State Park, and they're going to start that there. So those will continue up. They'll get around 3,000 plus. But right now we're maxed out on the trail, more than 50 hikers. 50 hikers is what the ATC sets the maximum limit on the trail. It doesn't matter, though, if 100 people register, they're going to let 100 people on the trail. 50 is a little high, if you ask me, for 50 people starting on one day, because the first couple shelters cannot hold 50 folks. But in any case, that's what the ATC sets it at. So we're maxed out on April 1st, getting close to a max out of, we've got 47 hikers that are registered on March 1st. First of the month is in the last of the month, always big days. So March 1st and then February 22nd. And that's probably because of the numerals there, the significance being 2-22-22. So just keep that in mind when you're out there registering, and take a look at that and try, you know, the best thing to do is go and refer to that. You'll find that on the ATC website, and try to find a day that's not as crowded as the rest of them. And then one of the things that we said we'd be featuring is I've been reaching out to thru-hikers and asking them to give us a quick 90-second voicemail of a question that I asked. And so the question I asked of all of them is, what is, the one thing that you wish you knew before you started? And so we have got two knees this week, and he comes to us and tells us what he wished he knew before he started. And let's just go ahead and hear from him. So two knees, take it away.
Hey, this is Gary Tooney Daly. How y'all doing? The question was given me, what is one thing I wished I knew before I started my thru hike? Well, after thinking about it, here's what I came up with. I wish I understood that my hike would never get easy as I move northbound. The fact is, it never does get easier. You just get better at doing it. You get more efficient. You get more understanding, you get more comfortable. Bottom line is, if you're going to hike the Appalachian Trail, it is mentally challenging hike. It just keeps going on. It really does. And it's a never-ending physical challenge. It's never going to get any easier. You just get better at doing it. So you have to understand that. If you can't do that, it's going to be a very difficult hike to complete. So I wish everybody well. Be prepared. It's going to be a tough, tough hike. So I wish you well. Again, this is Gary Tooney Daly. If you have any questions, give me a call. I appreciate it. And good luck, class of 2022. Take care.
Hey, Toonies, appreciate that. Yeah, I can see how it never gets easy. It may get easier because your trail legs come to you and you just kind of maybe get used to the grind, but it is always going to be a grind, a difficult time. So it never gets easy. You just start getting used to it, I suppose, but it's going to be tough. You just have to understand that. You just got to believe it, set your teeth to it. As I was told in basic training, you just got to suck it up and drive on. You're going to have bad days, but you're going to have some really great days out there. Great days as you see some wonderful views and see some just being out there in God's creation and just listening, taking a still moment to stop and listen to the sounds of the woods, sounds of the birds out there. The woods, oftentimes I stop and I can't hear a word or I can't hear anything at all. And then the woods will start up with all the animals and particularly the birds that are out there. So it's, and even just to listen to the silence is sometimes can be deafening, but just remember there'll be good days and bad days, but I'm a firm believer that the good days will far outweigh the bad days. So some trail news we got out there. The trail has gotten longer. So in 2021, it was 2,193.1 miles. So in 2022, it's 2,194.3 miles. So, and that's due to a couple places they have added trail length. So up in Connecticut, New York border, they've added 0.4 of a mile, and that's a relocation that gets the trail off private property and gets it completely on through that area on permanently protected National Park Service. And then in the Palmerton, Pennsylvania area, they've added 0.5 mile. Up there, it used to go through an old zinc mine area, and the water was contaminated, and the vegetation was killed. So they've gotten it around that area and actually gotten it rerouted it back onto what was the original trail there. And that was the original route of the North Trail. So they've got it back on that. And my understanding is that the views are a whole lot better there than they used to be. And then at Loudoun Heights, West Virginia, they have added 0.3 mile, and that's been under construction since 2014. So for all these reroutes, they're done all by volunteers out there. So it just takes time for that to happen. Numerous weekends, numerous summer trips to get that done. But the reroute is designed using more modern trail building techniques to minimize erosion and provide more stable pathway out there for hikers that are coming down into Harper's Ferry. So thanks a lot to all you trail maintainers out there. Of course, we focus a lot on the thru hikers, but we try to focus also on trail angels and trail maintainers. Those are the unsung heroes that allow us to go out and be section hikers and day hikers and thru hikers out there. So thanks a lot. Big shout out to the trail maintainers out there. And so our comment of the week that we introduced a couple weeks ago, we've been having a lot of discussion over the last couple of videos about cougars on the Appalachian Trail and cougars on the East Coast. And we had a subscriber that questioned whether or not there was actually, did I have data that showed that there was cougars out there? And so we've had a lot of people that have commented in over the last couple of videos that they have, some of them have seen cougars, some of them have seen a lot of write-ups about cougars out there. And Steve Cook, he even commented that the two-legged ones are the most dangerous. So I didn't even know that there was two-legged cougars. I mean, that's amazing to me. So I didn't know they existed, but in my never-ending quest to bring you empirical data and to bring you the information that you need, I went out and looked for it, and I found a video that gives us the empirical data of the two-legged cougars out there. So let's roll video.
There's a damn cougar in the car!
No, there's a cougar in the car. I put it in there. You gotta learn to drive with the fear. And there ain't nothing more damn frightening than driving with a live cougar in the car.
God, where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it.
There you have it, folks. Just keeping it real. We got them out there, and occasionally they are hitchhikers. And also, we had another subscriber out there and sent in an email, and they asked if the ATC was going to be giving out hang tags. I call them bag tags, but that's these things right here that they give out every year for folks that pick them up at the visitor center before they start their hikes. And you'll recall in 2021, in order to get people to get off the trail because of COVID, they stopped giving out hang tags. And they did not give them out for the beginning of the hiker season 2021. So 2020, they took them away. And in 2021, eventually, I think it was March or May, they started giving them out again in 2021. But their reasoning was that we're going to take incentive away for people to thru-hike, and then they won't thru-hike. So nobody thru-hikes for a hang tag. It actually opened up a cottage industry of people, and these were made, these two right here were made by 3D printing, and people sent those to me. And so it opened up a cottage industry for people to make the hang tags like that. So, but in any case, they are doing that again this year, and this came straight from the ATC, the SORO Offices Administrator, Christine Koza, and she indicated that they do plan to give out 2022 AT hang tags at all the visitor centers along the trail, not just Amicalola Falls State Park. They do not mail them, and they will be available in early February of 2022. So if you start your hike before February, then a lot of times they'll give them to trail runners, and the trail runners can hand them out, or you'll be able to pick them up. If you're Nobo, you'll be able to get them when you get to Harper's Ferry. There's a visitor center there, of course. Visitor centers are not open 24/7, and Harper's Ferry is one day, kind of an odd day, like a Wednesday or something in the middle of the week that it's closed. So you won't be able to get it there. You'd have to wait till you get to the next one up there, which is somewhere probably around the ATC Museum, or the AT Museum, or maybe even up in Monson, Maine, which doesn't open till June. And then Dianimal from the Happy Married Couple, she has sent in 20 different questions that she feels like thru-hikers need to ask themselves before they get on the trail or before they contemplate a thru-hike. And she has given us her answer as well. So she sent me 20. I'm going to feature those over the next 20 updates. And so we appreciate her doing that. And this week's question was, how much time can you take? So in other words, how much time can you take to do your thru hike? And her answer was, they had 7 months. So some speedsters take 100 days. Fast normal is 4 months. Typical casual, more like 5 to 6 months. With 7 is what they took. But with 7, they could be slow and steady. And since they didn't have to get back for school or work, they had the time to do that. So the longer you have, the more stuff you can enjoy out there. If you try to really rush it and compress your hike, you're going to miss out on some stuff. Doesn't mean your hike won't be fulfilling or anything, but you're just going to miss out on some things. You may not be able to make as many stops in places. You certainly wouldn't be able to take as many zeros. So appreciate that, Dianimal, for sending that in, and look forward to sharing the rest of your questions with the continuing updates out there. And then so something really special that's getting ready to happen, and if you're a thru-hiker in 2020 for 2022, you might consider taking advantage of this, and this is that Fresh Ground is going to be supporting a group hike or hikers on the Foothills Trail, which is down in South Carolina. So the Foothills Trail is about 77 miles long, runs from Oconee State Park, South Carolina, to Table Rock State Park. And so we're going to be doing, I'm going to be going on that. So we're going to be starting in Oconee and going to Table Rock. So it's going to be really neat, be a great shakedown for folks out there. We're going December 26th, the day after Christmas, and we'll be that whole week, but you up until the 31st. So you will be back home in time for New Year's, celebrate it with your family and loved ones. He'll be supporting at road crossings and feeding and things like that. So be a great chance to do a shakedown to make sure you've got the right gear, or maybe gear you don't need. Make sure you got good cold weather gear, good cold weather clothing, and a sleep system, and all that neat stuff. But just in general, be a great shakedown. So come on out and join us. Leave a comment down below if you intend on doing that, or go to Fresh Grounds Facebook page. That's the Leapfrog Cafe. And you can go there and find out any more information from him. But also let him know you're coming. And that way, if we know how many folks are coming, he knows how much food to buy. It doesn't care if it's 15 folks or 50 folks. That is what he does, is feeds through hikers. Loves doing that, and that's his thing. So we appreciate that, Fresh Ground. I'm looking forward to doing that, getting out there. It'll be the first time I've been out in several months. I've been trying to heal my plantar fasciitis, and that's coming along great. So I still got some videos of some hikes to share with you, and I'm going to do a whole series on healing my plantar fasciitis. But in the meantime, I'm getting ready to go on that trail with my buddy Fresh Ground and hit the Foothills Trail. All right, folks, hope you can join us. Leave a comment. Give me a thumbs up. Subscribe to this channel. As always, appreciate you, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast, and do us a real big favor, give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments, and if I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend, and if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. It's not important how long or how far you go, just go.